around the remains like a dog trying to dig a rabbit out of its warren, killing time while he waited to walk the ghost. I went about the business I had, mostly stalling because I had no desire to go back over to the Shadow Gate. After 10 minutes of slinging mud and trash, one eye stomped back to me. I found that little shit goblin yesterday. Last night, he was just about to jump on the Prabrin Dadra. I want to know how that came out. Huh. Yes. I hoped he took the prince prisoner, if they had them an ass-kicking contest. I would rather have his sister scared of us than mad at us. Mad she would be if we sent her little brother to his funeral, Gat. She wasn't the kind to jump into the flames after him. That bastard was getting pretty good when he turned on us, One Eye said. There's no guarantee the runt can take him. You worried about Goblin? You? Worried? Me? Hell no, I don't care what happens to the little shit. But if he croaks the Prabrin Dadra, we're gonna be in shit so deep, we'll have to look up to see the horizon. I don't think we can get in much deeper than we already are. They can only kill us once, and they've already let us know they intend to try. One Eye snorted. No way would he admit that he was worried about Goblin, though Goblin's absence obviously made him crazy. He hadn't been able to feud with anyone for ages. Nobody else would play. I asked, why don't you play a few tricks on Uncle Doge, if you're suffering some compulsion to mess with somebody who can mess right back? Tidae developed a sudden interest in our banter. One Eye didn't cheer up. He did ask, you figure Lady was right about him? He don't look the part. And you do, like a derelict in a slum alley does. You think she's ever been wrong about something like that? She's still healthy, One Eye grumped. Tidae wanted to know what we were talking about, but could see no way to get anything out of us without giving something away himself. If he'd just been the kind who chatters incessantly, he could have asked anything, and nobody would have thought anything about it. I chuckled. Puzzled, One Eye asked, you going back over there? Got to, boss says. One Eye glared at the distant plateau. Damned towels. Just had to stab us in the back. I was all set to retire as soon as we finished Long Shadow, but they just had to fuck me up. And now I got to go on up there, which I'm looking forward to, like I'm looking forward to getting a hot poker shoved up my poop chute. Wow, here's my chance. He scampered toward Croker's dugout. Lady had come up to the light. She looked more haggard than ever. She must have been walking the ghost for all she was worth. She leaned on a post while she spoke softly to one of the messengers waiting for an assignment. He hurried off toward her camp. She looked at me, frowned as though she was having trouble remembering who I was. Maybe she was. I was supposed to be somewhere else. I decided to go there, even though it was no resort for tired professional soldiers. Chapter 84 Mother Goda wouldn't talk to Uncle Doge. Mother Goda wouldn't talk to her darling baby boy. But Mother Goda and Silence had been strangers for decades. So Mother Goda talked to me. She wasn't happy about the way her life was going, though she refused to get specific in front of a soldier of darkness, family or not. I was in a car.